Greetings, user defenders. It's been a while since I've said that. Typically by now, I would have released a new season, some new episodes by spring of the new year. That is not the case in 2022, as I'm sure you've noticed. I am going to be pausing production on this podcast minimally throughout the rest of 2022. I'll get into the reasons why in a second. But yeah, it's bittersweet. It's definitely a challenge for me because I love doing this. I hope to be back in 2023. We'll have to see what things are looking like at that time. Basically, I'll just tell you real quick, I'm going through some career transitions. I had a bit of a tumultuous end of year last year, and leading into this year, I started looking for new opportunities to transitioning. And that process, every time I do it, and I don't like to do it often, but every time it is so draining. I hate trying to convince people of how awesome I am, you know? But you got to do it. It's part of it. And you got to be a good salesperson. But that's just how it goes. And I understand being on the other side of the table. I want to hire awesome people too, and I want to know for sure that they are. But the good news is I was able to take my own advice in the last episode that I did, episode 80, about landing a job in UX, and I was able to apply those things, and it worked out for me, thankfully. But I'm super excited about where I landed. I really couldn't be more thrilled to start this new journey with some awesome people. All that to say, I am going to be starting a new job pretty soon here. And so I'm really going to take some time to focus on my career growth, my career trajectory, just go all in on that, on this new job. I just want to, of course, add a lot of value and just continue to grow in my career and my discipline. So I'm going to be doing that. Also, I want to stay married to my wife. Because if you've been following the show and me for any length of time, I started this in 2015. We had an infant at the time, and it was a lot of stress, of course, on my wife especially, and it's just a lot of work. I love this, and again, don't get me wrong, I love doing this. It's a labor of love for sure, but it definitely comes with some risk to family time and focus and things like that. I am going to be stepping away to focus on my career and also on my marriage and my family. I've got kids in pretty much every stage of life except toddlerhood and infancy, right, at this time. So there's a lot going on internally and with them. So I'm going to be just pausing, stepping away to just be even more present with my kids and with my wife during this time. But I do want to tell you, I am going to stay available for coaching. I do like to talk to y'all one-on-one and offer advice, any advice that I can offer to help with your life or your career. So I am available for that. You can go to jasonogle.com/coaching if you wanted to book a half-hour slot with me. I have right now, it's a fairly limited schedule, but if you find a slot that you want to book with me, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to encourage you and offer some advice that could help you in your life and in your career, whatever that may be, wherever you may be at. Hit me up, see if that works. I definitely want to encourage you to stay subscribed. I know it may be challenging with no new episodes coming out. You may just want to keep your podcast feed clean. I get it. But if you stay subscribed, I greatly appreciate it. It definitely keeps the show in some relevance with the different podcast apps out there. Anyway, let's see what 2023 brings. I'm sorry to bring this message. I've heard from several of you on LinkedIn and on Twitter and just in my email as well about how much the show means to you and how much it's done for you. Those are my favorite messages. I've received several recently about how the podcast really helped you land your first job or transition from a possibly disparate field even. And I just love that. It's so cool to hear that. And that's why it's hard. Again, it's hard to pause because I know it adds value to you and to me. But for now, this is the right thing to do. And I feel peace about it. I'll be around. I spend a lot more time on LinkedIn than on Twitter lately. Twitter has kind of died a lot for me. And that's okay. But LinkedIn has been a pretty great platform for quick communications and more professional types of conversations, less political stuff, because Lord knows there's enough of that in the world. So anyway, that's where I'm at. I'd love to continue dialogue with you. If you need coaching, I'm happy to help you with that as time allows. I do have some slots available. I'm always happy to also have some dialogue with y'all on the LinkedIns and things like that. Hit me up and keep in touch, but I will hopefully be back in 2023. We shall see. But no matter what, keep your head up. Times are tough. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot of conflict. Here at home, our hearts and thoughts and prayers are definitely with Ukraine and the situation going on there with Russia. It's just, yeah, there's no words to describe, you know, just the situation there and what's happening. Anyway, keep your head up, Defender. Keep fighting the good fight. And keep your eyes up too, right? And think about your relationship with God and where you're at with Him. I'm always happy to talk about that as well. Those of you who know me, I'm not very preachy. I know that this is not the channel for that, but those of you who know me, you know that that's an important part of my life, my faith, and my beliefs. So I'm always happy to dialogue around that as well. But yeah, just stay encouraged, stay hopeful. That's what I want you to do the most. Just keep hope, hold fast. And last but not least, fight on, my friends.